This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 243 for Thursday, January 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's corrective bounce as values recover off nearby lows. Canola up $2 to $6, the March contract up $2.20 at $802.70 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and soybeans provided spillover support, with persistent South American weather concerns and large weekly U.S. exports behind some of the strength there. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also up on the day. Strength in the Canadian dollar did temper the advances, with the currency up by nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. Expectations for increased export competition from Australia also weighed a bit on prices. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Supportive technical signals contributed to the gains in beans, with a double bottom pattern on the charts bringing in some speculative buying. The March contract, it's up 8 cents at $15.11 per bushel. Solid export demand contributed to the gains, with weekly U.S. soybean export sales of nearly 1.3 million tons coming in at the high end of expectations. The USDA also announced additional flash sales of 106,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Recent rains in Argentina easing dryness concerns there did temper the advances, but more moisture will be needed in the dry South American country. Corn, it is also higher. The March contract up 6 cents at $6.81 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at 926,000 tons. That was in line with trade guesses. Ethanol production data released yesterday showed just over a million barrels per day were being produced in the U.S. last week, up slightly from the previous week. Stocks of the renewable fuel rose by 1.7 million barrels to 25.1 million. The Ukraine Grain Association forecast the country's next corn crop at only 18 million tons due to lost acres from the ongoing conflict. That would be well off the 2022 production, around 27 million tons. Wheat, it is higher across the board, underpinned by solid exports and supportive technical signals. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in the March contract at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City 16 cents higher in March at $8.59 per bushel, and Chicago wheat, it's up 12 cents in the March contract at $7.53 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of 561,000 tons were at the high end of trade expectations and above last week's level. Much needed precipitation across dry areas of the southern plains this week did limit the gains. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, January 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.